Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for Kiefer Madness here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI, but fear not, if there is any baseball trade, we will break in, tell you what it is.
So you won't miss anything.
Give us instant analysis.
Great.
Of that trade, no matter what. But in the meantime, we'll talk about something else. But if any trade, whether the Red Sox make a trade, feels like they probably won't, or another contending team, maybe the Mariners are going to continue to add to their team.
Yeah, they could get more bats.
They might get more sticks. We'll let you know the moment it happens. Another place that might be making trades is Toronto. The first place Blue Jays, Jones?
Yeah.
This story not about the Blue Jays.
It's not that far from Regina, I don't
think. Well, that's true. Yeah. But the city, Toronto, is very much at the center of something as they're celebrating a 10-year anniversary of a very emotional event. So let's find out what was going on up in Toronto.
Okay.
It's the most Toronto tribute ever. A raccoon, a shrine, and now a plaque. Heritage to Toronto.
Stop. A raccoon?
Raccoon.
A raccoon.
Well,
a raccoon.
That's how we say it here, Keith.
A shrine and a plaque?
I don't even know what the story is, but it feels like a shrine and a plaque.
If Tom
almost
Brady
feels like overkill.
Tom Brady gets a statue. This raccoon gets a shrine and a plaque.
Okay.
Not bad.
Must have been a,
what happened? Yeah,
a very special raccoon. Yeah.
Must have been really good to the community.
Yeah.
Let's see.
A raccoon, a shrine, and now a plaque. Heritage to Toronto is marking 10 years since that viral sidewalk moment with a commemorative plaque for Conrad the raccoon.
I love it. I think it's...
How do we feel about Conrad being the name of a raccoon?
Well, first of all, I don't love it.
No.
I don't love it at all.
How would it not be Rocky or Richard or Raymond?
Yep.
Rocket, famously from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, you're coming up empty?
No. There was a Weird Al played a raccoon.
He did?
On an episode of Blaze and the Monster Machines. I don't know if your daughters like that show, Keith.
Blaze and the Monster Machines? I don't think we've ever seen that.
Oh.
Good show?
Oh, good program.
Wait, Weird Al's in it?
Weird Al was on an episode.
Oh, okay.
He kind of cameoed
on that. I thought I was a Weird Al completionist, and I don't remember this.
You missed out on it. I'm not sure if he made his IMDb page.
You went from UHF to this.
I'm trying to remember the character's name. But yeah, you'd like to think it would start with an R, not
Conrad.
Conrad.
They're like, what should we name the raccoon? Conrad.
Maybe they just shorten it to Rad.
Rad.
Rad the raccoon.
Right, what's Rad short for?
Yeah.
Conrad. Yeah, I think you may have pinpointed it, actually.
Oh, good one.
For Conrad, the raccoon.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. I remember when that happened. Whoever works for the city and made it, well done.
In 2015, Conrad was found lifeless near Young and Church. Instead of being picked up quickly, he remained there for nearly 14 hours. As people passed by, they added flowers, candles, and even a cigarette. Then, the hashtag DeadRaccoonTio took off, and the story exploded.
All right, hold on.
First of all, the guy that sounds like Bradpo really threw me off, and then what?
No, basically, 10 years ago, there was a dead raccoon that nobody picked up, so it laid on the street for 14 hours,
but
people gave it a cigarette.
Wait, but it actually was dead, or it wasn't dead?
Yeah, no, he died.
I couldn't tell.
If
it just looked dead and people were ignoring it, it survived for 14
you're
hours?
I'm thinking of a possum. Raccoons don't play dead. He was actually dead. And rather than somebody scooping him up, they were just like, we could leave stuff for him. So there's like a vigil for the raccoon.
It's raccoon meat. It's riddled with parasites.
We've talked about raccoons before. I do think they're very adorable, but you say they're disgusting.
Well, they don't have a great diet.
No, well, they're trash pandas.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, but their little eyes and little tail.
They can be kind of cute.
Little tail.
I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of cute dead ones, but maybe I haven't seen this one.
Not to replay all of our greatest moments, but Bill, remember we talked about them eating grapes?
Yeah.
Raccoon eating a grape is.
Right, try to take a grape away from a raccoon.
Don't even think about it. They're very protective.
Well, you could have taken one away from Conrad.
He was dead as hell. He was playing there.
He wasn't going to be holding on to much of anything.
The guy gave him a cigarette. Like, you know. You think this worked for my cousin? We thought he was dead. Gave him a cigarette. He's
like
fine.
The little monkey in Hangover.
Yeah,
oh, that's true.
Yeah, Brett dropped off at the vet, and all he wanted was a butt.
They do want smoke. That's true. It's addictive. But all right, anyway, let's keep going.
Might have been what killed him, for all we know.
Let's see.
Okay.
It's the 10th year anniversary for Conrad's death day. He died on July 9th, 2015, and so now it seems like the perfect time to give him a plaque. We have this rule in the office that someone needs to be dead to receive a plaque, so he fits our criteria, and he's been a special someone to Torontonians, I think.
Sadly, that's a shot at Cooperstown, is what that is.
I was gonna say, sadly, we've been giving out a lot of plaques this week. Hulk Hogan plaque, Ozzy Osbourne plaque.
Ryan Sandberg.
Yep. Jamal Warner.
Well, that's a lot of plaques. That's true.
We have a rule. How about that? We have a rule in the office. Can't give anybody a plaque. Let's
know. Who was she? I didn't see this news story. This is the.
She's in charge of the plaques, I guess, in Toronto.
Just a citizen.
I don't think she's a citizen.
Okay.
I think she's in charge, like, you know, somebody that can get stuff done.
Okay.
Somebody you got, like a fixer. Okay. I think that's who she was.
Yeah.
Most Heritage Toronto plaques are nominated by the public, but each year the team picks one special story. This time, they chose a raccoon that became a city icon.
Sure, why not? I mean, I think they should be the token animal of the city. I mean, Lord knows they're everywhere.
Okay. Well, you know, they're just...
Yeah, yeah. I think it's fine.
That sounds more like a complaint. She's like, we're overrun by these raccoons. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But so pretty synonymous. So you have the Toronto Blue Jays, Toronto Maple Leafs, Toronto Raptors. He's making a case for
Argonauts.
Raccoons.
Don't leave out the Argonauts.
The Knot.
Don't leave out the Argos.
She's making a case for raccoons.
Yeah.
Maybe being one of the team.
What I find wild about this story, Toronto is a major, major North American city.
Sure.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And they're treating this like this is a story out of like some small town that would cover. This is massive news in a city like Toronto. That's wild. Canadians continue to be very.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very strange. If you're just joining us, it was a 10-year anniversary of a dead raccoon. That's what this is.
But again, like in the town where I'm from, I would get that being big news.
Oh, the town you're from, they're eating raccoons.
Right, I would understand this being massive news.
Yeah.
In a major city that's like Toronto, it surprises me that this took off 10 years ago.
Yep.
First I've heard of it.
Still hanging on to it.
But yeah, interesting.
Now there's a commemorative plaque.
And a shrine.
Yeah.
Okay.
The plaque features viral tweets, raccoon paw prints, and a QR code where people can share their own raccoon stories.
You know what?
Hundreds already have.
They might be onto something with this now. My gravestone.
QR code?
Kat, if you're listening. QR code and viral tweet. All the meanest Jones. Oh, or should I do my own tweets?
I think you do your best.
My
tweet.
Best you tweets on my gravestone.
Yeah, you tweet.
Yeah, Kat, if you're listening.
Play the hits.
If I would like my greatest tweets on the headstone, along with the QR code
that directs them to the
shows.
I guess wherever you want. Really.
I mean, I guess you guys will probably move on.
That's pretty.
No.
That point in time.
We'll just always remember those days.
Something like that. That's not a bad idea. They just said everybody at the cemetery with their phones out, snapping the QR code.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that was a good tweet.
That was a good tweet.
Good singer about Jackie Bradley.
You can upload your own tweet if you like.
Sure.
The second half of the plaque really talks about raccoons in Toronto and how they've kind of thrived in this environment. You know, in the early 1900s with deforestation and urbanization, people were kind of worried that they were going to go extinct. And
how do you know people were
the fur trappers? The fur trappers came in Kiev and they wreaked havoc on the raccoon population.
How did she speak for the people of the early 1900s?
They came down the St. Lawrence and they went through all the Great Lakes up to Toronto.
She's like, I can't speak to the concern level of the people of the 1900s about the raccoon population.
I'm telling you, the fur trappers came in and decimated.
I mean, Mickey. I guess.
Mink, raccoon, beaver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's decimated them.
All the best furs.
Take a history lesson. So the plaque has half that?
And most of the other raccoon information.
The other half is tweets?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
It's mean tweets and raccoon information you can find off Wikipedia.
And so we kind of talk about why raccoons call Toronto their home, just like us. And we estimate there's about 50,000 of them here now, just really taking over the city.
Love them or not, raccoons are part of life in Toronto.
Oh,
most residents have a story to tell.
A whole family of them living up on the roof of our house in Cabbage Town. I mean, you know, they're destructive, but they're awfully cute.
Yeah, I agree with her. They are. They're awfully cute.
It's hard to stay mad at them.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
They're always rummaging through your trash. They're covered in rabies. But there's 50,000 of these guys, too. That's bigger than
most cities.
Is there any towns.
Is there any place, what, like Death Valley? Is there any place in North America where there aren't raccoons? Like, I'd imagine they're everywhere.
I mean, how many?
Like, they're acting like these are, you know, native to Toronto. They just eat garbage.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're everywhere. And they're here.
So you could almost fill Gillette Stadium with raccoons in Toronto. It's pretty close. What, 65,000?
10 days worth of attendance at Patriots training camp.
That's true.
Of raccoons.
Not bad. Yeah.
There's one time there was one in my garbage can, like a baby, and it was like crawling around there. And then we heard the mom trying to get it out, and the mom was actually able to like move the garbage down, and then the baby crawled out. So, hey, it saved its baby.
The plaque is temporary.
You don't have to share every story.
Yeah, maybe that
was. Like, hey, do you have a raccoon story? I'd be like, not. If that was the story I had, I'd be like,
no.
Not really.
I know what they look like. I've seen them before.
I visited the plaque.
Yeah.
But no, I'll keep that one to myself.
The plaque is temporary for now, but will soon be replaced with a permanent version that includes life-size raccoon prints. Because in this city, even raccoons leave a legacy. In Toronto, I'm Brandon Rowe for City News.
He thought he stuck the landing on
that. Yeah.
He's like, crushed it.
In a city of champions.
The raccoons live on. Even a dead raccoon.
Matt Sundin. Roberto Alomar.
James Van Riemsdyk.
Conrad the raccoon. Yep.
Because in this city, even raccoons leave a legacy.
What? That's not even a saying.
Curtis Joseph.
In Toronto, I'm Brandon Rowe for City News.
Pat Henkin.
Joe Carter.
Conrad the raccoon.
John Ulrich. The time Dave Steeb threw a no-hitter. And, of course, Conrad.
Damon Stoudemire.
Ooh,
it is Jersey with a Raptor dribble and a basketball.
Best.
One of the greatest.
The absolute best. There you go. There's the north of the border.
Wow. I do love how that story on the news kind of took a turn from celebrating a story that I personally had not heard of 10 years ago that apparently was a big deal up there into just...
Huge deal.
Just people telling stories about how raccoons...
Cause of death.
...have infested the city.
No.
Yeah, I have a guess.
Somebody killed
it? Yeah, some poison. Yeah, inside job. Always keep. Always poison. An inside job. Probably that
poison.
Lady.
It's true.
Probably the lady in Cabbage Town complaining about the raccoons that have taken over her home.
This raccoon's just a martyr.
I'd imagine it was her.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Ah, she's circling back around. She's like, there's interest in this story again.
Yeah.
I've gotten away with it for 10 years. I might as well be close to it.
Good point.
See what they're talking about on
Good
the news.
Point.
I don't want to get outed. So there you go. That is the madness, Kiefer Madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keith. We were live at Patriots training camp. Day 8 in the books. They got a in-stadium practice tomorrow for all the season ticket holders, if you're lucky enough to be in attendance for that. And then they're back here on Monday. We'll be back here on Monday as well. No trades going down there during Madness?
No, I've
haven't
looking.
Missed anything.
Trade desk is quiet.
Breslow's probably listening to Kiefer Madness.
Yeah, he's like, all right, at 1 o'clock I'll start.
Oh, 1 o'clock I'll flip the hour back over and we'll start working out trades. We'll keep it glued to anything in Major League Baseball leading up to the 6 p.m. deadline tonight. All the latest next year on Jones and Keefe.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.